You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. You may not know this, but the Treasury Department apparently has given out roughly $2 trillion in emergency loans to struggling banks. And when Bloomberg News reporters asked who got the money and how much, they say the Federal Reserve told them nothing, did not provide any details. So they filed suit under the Freedom of Information Act. Matt Winkler, who is the editor-in-chief for Bloomberg News, joins us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Many thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
I guess we should remind our listeners it's just a measly $2 trillion, right? I just wanted to say that at the outset.
Well, it all adds up, doesn't it?
You know, you started looking into this. Your reporter started looking into this in May. What is the reason that the Federal Reserve has given for not providing any information about your request?
You know, the Fed staff planned to recommend that Bloomberg's request be denied. And their thinking was that the issue, in their words, was highly sensitive without providing any further explanation. We don't know exactly what that means, highly sensitive.
So $2 trillion, we're talking about taxpayer money?
We are talking about taxpayer funds.
And how do you know it even was handed out?
Because the Fed does disclose the amount of money that it has provided in emergency loans to troubled financial institutions. And that amount at the moment is about or almost $2 trillion.
So does this constitute a kind of a Hank Paulson unilaterally administered emergency program that proceeded in dribs and drabs in the months leading up to the bailout? Or is this something that happened along with the bailout or something that happened afterwards?
This is a congressionally approved initiative to shore up the U.S. financial system. And it extends actually beyond American banks and financial institutions to other financial institutions around the world. But essentially, it is an American initiative. And so far, it is succeeding to the extent that the cost of money that banks are lending each other, as reflected in, say, the London Interbank Offered Rate, which is a benchmark for lending.
Mm-hmm. The LIBOR. Right?
The LIBOR. Right, right. Has diminished in the past month, and the spread between LIBOR and, say, Treasury bills and other money market instruments has narrowed, which is all good. What isn't known is, as you said at the outset, we don't know where this money is going. It is the taxpayers' money. We don't know what the collateral is that is being accepted by the Fed for the loans that are being made. You know, this is about as important an issue, it would seem, to Americans as any we can think of.
Yeah.
Particularly now. And I guess one thought that comes to mind, I can imagine that the Treasury Department would make the argument, we don't necessarily want to identify which banks got them for risk the market taking it the wrong way. But at this point, it is no secret to anyone that most financial institutions are in some kind of turmoil given the climate.
You know, if you go back 14 months, how did we get into this mess? We got into this mess because we didn't have transparency. Banks were lending to each other with assets that were off their balance sheets, and it got to the point where people stopped having confidence in their own lending, and so there was gridlock. And so if you go all the way back to the beginning and say, how did this all happen? It happened for lack of disclosure. It happened for lack of transparency. And so actually what our reporting has shown at Bloomberg is some of the most important people in the marketplace, and we're talking about billionaire investors, are saying as soon as there's transparency, there's going to be a floor in the market, and then you're going to begin to see recovery. And another way of looking at it is you have to know what the disease is before you find the cure. And what we're saying is let's make sure everybody knows exactly what these assets are.
Well, but then describe this initiative. I mean, was this initiative a federal government with the complicity of Congress initiative to secretly try to keep financial system from getting out of control, and thereby thinking that by maintaining a certain level of secrecy, they were going to avoid what now is apparent to everyone?
it's not apparent that secrecy was a part of the initiative or that there was a desire to be secretive. The secrecy is a result because suddenly the Federal Reserve is lending assets and managing money that it hasn't managed in the past. In other words, it's accepting as collateral kinds of securities that weren't previously disclosed by the Fed because the Fed wasn't doing business in those securities.
So then is there an argument to be made that perhaps the Treasury is making things worse by this lack of transparency that now you are trying to force upon them by filing suit in court?
Far be it for us to presume, you know, or judge the Treasury or the Treasury's intentions. We're just reporters, and we're the agent of our readers and therefore the agent, if you will, of the public. And our point here is just that this is material information. It is relevant to the marketplace. It is relevant to the public, and therefore it should be disclosed. And we can't see any other way to view this issue. You know, if you looked at the mess that we're in, consider it this way. Suppose some of us are allergic to anchovies, and suppose someone comes along and makes this big Caesar salad and chops up the anchovies and puts it in the salad. And you can't see the anchovies anymore because they're mixed into the salad. And the salad is consumed, and then people find out that they're allergic to anchovies. You can't take the anchovies out of the salad. And what we're talking about here is let's make sure that in this whole process of working out of the worst debt crisis that the U.S. has seen in at least seven decades, that there is transparency finally. I mean, we can see what's in the salad.
Just to say nothing of the fact that 2 trillion anchovies is a pretty foul mess all by itself. But with the old maxim, you can't take the anchovies out of the salad. Matt Winkler, thanks for joining us.
Matt Winkler is the editor-in-chief at Bloomberg News, and it was a great pleasure to have you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.